I'm Mackenzie Cashman, and I'm here interviewing my grandmother about her life. Where did you grow up, and how did it affect you?
I was born in Port Washington, and I grew up in Port Washington. It was still a small town when I was growing up. We could stay outside by ourselves until it was bedtime. We could run around. We could play games. Nobody bothered us, and we had all sorts of neighborhood games that we played. We could just be without our parents. It was so safe there. Nobody even thought about the danger in doing that. So it was a very free childhood. Until I was about 10 or 11, I was very free. I knew almost everybody in my school.
Did you have any family members in the Army?
I had two brothers in the Army. They were both younger than I was. My brother Bill was a medic in Vietnam, and my brother Chris was a helicopter repair person, also in Vietnam. But he wasn't in Vietnam for very long.
I see. And how did that affect you?
It mostly affected me because I was fearful for their welfare, and I did become a little anti-war towards the end of that war, strictly because of the experience of their having been there and seen some of the things that they saw.
How did your family owning a boatyard affect your life?
It was interesting. I would often go to the boatyard or the store. I learned a lot that most kids don't know about boats and about knots. I also recall that we did a lot of carpentry and crafts with the wood and sawdust that was available to us. And of course, we would go out on the boats a lot. One thing about the shipyard is that unlike most fathers of the time in that town, my father had to work hours and hours in the summertime and not so much in the wintertime. He would go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning and not come home until 9 o'clock at night in the summertime. We could never take a summer vacation because that was his busy season.
So I understand that you have a love of lighthouses. When and how did that start?
When I was recovering from giving birth to your father, I heard the song, You Light Up My Life, for the first time, and it made a big impression. The song was very popular at that time, and I would sing it to your dad as an infant as a lullaby. A few years later, we were in Rockport, Massachusetts, on vacation, and I saw a lighthouse music box that played You Light Up My Life, and so of course I had to buy it, and that was the start. Every time I would see a lighthouse that was different, I would get it, so I built up quite a collection.
Who made the biggest impact on your life?
The person that made the biggest impact on my life was Aida Whedon, an artist. She lived across the street from us when I was young, and from kindergarten through fifth grade, I was one of her pupils. Later, when I was in high school, I also became her pupil after she had opened up a formal art school. After that, when I was attending one of her gallery openings, she talked to me and she said that because when I was a little girl, I would always draw curtains in front of a ballerina or princess picture, that I should become a scenic designer. So I became a scenic designer.
Did your side of the family always live in America?
Both sides of my mother's family had lived in America for a long time. My father's father came from England in the 1870s, and my father's mother came from Brittany in France around the same time.
So I understand that your father married twice. Did that create any family drama?
There was some family drama, but not tremendous. Nothing lasting. It was more like quick bursts of drama. I think that my oldest half-sister was the only one who really remembered her mother, and that may have been the cause of some problems. But as I said, every time there was any drama, it happened quickly and then passed.
When you had family gatherings, was it chaotic sometimes due to your big family?
Not really. There was such an age range between my oldest sister and my youngest brother that there was no real time when everybody was trying to do the same thing. It was fairly quiet for the most part. Of course, it was never really huge because some people would be in college while others were still in high chairs. A lot of the time, the younger kids would eat in the kitchen rather than the dining room. It was not too huge at any time.
What was popular growing up? Some examples are clothing trends, technology, people, etc.
Technology wasn't a thing because we didn't even have a TV set until I was 8, and it promptly caught on fire, so then I didn't have another one until I was 10. As far as clothing, I was in the era of the circle skirt, or any skirt that if you twirled around, it would go out all the way to the side. As far as music, I was just at the age when Elvis Presley became popular, but I couldn't stand him. At that age, I was a nerd, only they didn't have that word then. I was a nerd, and I liked classical music.
What is one event that impacted your life the most?
Probably the assassination of President Kennedy. Everything changed after that, not just to me, but to the whole society. But that wasn't until I was a little older.
If you could change one aspect of your life, what would it be?
I would like to be more confident. I would like to have been able to do creative things with my life. At the time, it wasn't okay for girls to be anything other than a wife, a teacher, a secretary, or a nurse. I wish I had been more confident that I could fight those stereotypes and do more things like being an artist or even a window dresser, which was one thing I wanted to be. Then I would have the confidence to do those things, even in light of society's disapproval.
How do you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered by the influence I've had on friends, family, and people I've met through my work as a scenic designer in community theater. I want to be remembered through such things as the recipes I've made and passed on.
Thank you for your time, and have a wonderful day.
He's here. He's here with...